You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
We're in the middle of the winter meetings, but the Seattle Mariners did not wait until this week to wheel and deal. They have been working almost since the season was over in 2016. I'm Allison Footer, here with Greg Johns. Greg, we have talked, I feel like we've talked about tons of moves that the Mariners have made ever since the season was over. The big one that we didn't talk that much about was Thanksgiving night. There was a gigantic trade made, and they got Gene Segura. So what does that do for the team?
Yeah, that was a move that DePoto was anxious to make because it solved two problems, Allison. The shortstop, they wanted to upgrade. Jerry was pushing last year at the trade deadline to get a more veteran shortstop, and a deal fell through with Cozart from the Reds. And you know, he wanted to upgrade that, and he needed a leadoff hitter. And boom, he got both in Segura. So that was a key move and something he really targeted this offseason. Segura, guy with good on base, good defender, and also the speed and kind of guy they can put at the top of that lineup and then set them up with, you know, you got your Cano, your Cruz, Seager. You want to get that guy on before them and do damage. So they're really happy with that move. They had to give up Taijuan Walker. That was not an easy move. You got to give to get, and that was certainly a part of it. But the kind of the underlying aspect of that trade, Mitch Haniger, a guy they really like, could be battling for the starting right field job, and they really like him, a young prospect coming up with the D-backs that they really feel is a key part of that deal.
So, yeah, Taijuan Walker, I mean, how painful was that, and where does the rotation go from there? How do you see the rotation now? Pretty strong still.
They moved because they had some depth there. They felt they could give a little bit there. Taijuan, it's never easy to give up a young guy, and then kind of been waiting on Taijuan a long time to kind of be the big stud in that rotation. And you know, some stuff last year got hurt and is kind of struggled to be where they thought he would be. You don't want to give up on a guy when you think he's going to be there, but sometimes you got to give up that piece to get something. It'll be interesting, you know, Taijuan, a young kid who it seems like he's been on the cusp forever, and see how he does with the Diamondbacks now. It'll be good to see him get going. But, it left a void, and the one thing they're looking to do at the winter meetings and beyond probably is to add a veteran, more of a veteran presence, kind of slip into the middle of that rotation. You know, you got Felix and Iwakuma at the top. You got James Paxton. You got Ariel Miranda. Nathan Carnes. They kind of like a guy in the middle there, or as high as they can go, really, to acquire, but to kind of fill that hole from Taijuan and give themselves the depth that they really want. They used 13 starting pitchers last year, so you need more than five, and they know it.
So where do they go to get that number three? Or do you think through a trade? I mean, the free agent market is a little bit thin. It's not, there aren't just names that are, like, popping out there, but do you have a sense of where they might go that way?
Well, DePoto loves to trade.
Yeah.
So if you want to make a bet on the trade. But and he said if they make a deal here at the winter meetings, it will be probably a trade. He thinks the free agent market with the starters, despite Rich Hill signing early, it's probably going to take a little longer to develop because so many teams are looking for that, and the free agent market isn't thick, that the trade, there's so many guys looking to trade right now that it's, you know, we'll see how that plays out. But, I'm sure they'll get one. DePoto seems to have a way of making moves happen, but he admits it's never easy to make a trade. So I think they'll, you know, that's the way they're going to go, and we'll see who they come up with.
So we can pretty much eliminate the Mariners from maybe bidding on Chris Sale, Chris Archer. some of those guys might not be in it.
I think that's fair to say. They're not loaded with elite prospects that are going to go for those guys. Who wouldn't love to have them, but I don't see them being a fit there, yeah.
So Mike Napoli is a name that's come up a lot. A lot of teams would be interested. Are the Mariners possibly interested in exploring that?
Early on, he was the name that came up, but no. Once they traded for Danny Valencia, they feel it's going to be kind of the right-handed bat they need at first base. Napoli kind of off the board with them. Valencia, one of the six trades they made before we even got to the winter meetings. I think DePoto leads the league in trades, certainly in the last 2 years. He's done his damage. So Valencia's a guy that kind of filled that first base and also can play some corner outfield if they need.
And they added some chips to the bullpen recently. That kind of went under the radar a little bit, but they added a couple guys there.
Yeah, that's the one dip into free agency so far that Jerry has made. Went out and got Mark Zibchinski.
Hey,
which
good.
I can say it, but not spell it.
Don't spell it.
You know, which is a problem because I'm a writer. But, you know, Mark Zibchinski, the lefty that they really needed, because they traded away Mike Montgomery last year at the trade deadline. They traded away Vidal Nuno this year in the last month. Charlie Furbush, the guy they always depended on, his shoulder problems. He's out for another year and actually out of the organization now. So they needed a lefty. They went out and got Zepchinski, you know, a veteran guy that really filled that role. They've also traded for James Pazos from the Yankees. Zach Curtis was part of the Segura deal. And they went on and yeah, those are the lefties. Signed Casey Fien, a right-hander, kind of another veteran to kind of bolster that bullpen. So Jerry, to his credit, if you want to talk something, he's done really well bullpen reconstruction. He actually had to do it twice last year because they lost so many guys. And they reconstructed before the season, and again, really during the season, brought in another four or five guys, and their bullpen was pretty solid. That's an area he really seems to excel in.
The AL West is an interesting division, and interesting, I really mean winnable. Not overly exciting with like one team that's just going to run away with it. So the Astros made a lot of additions offensively. They still have some starting pitching questions. The Texas Rangers, you wonder if this is going to be the slow decline the other way. The Mariners are like, they're in it every year. And oh my goodness, what a disappointing but an exciting finish to the season. So that has to be motivating for the Mariners to know that like, we're not that far away. And this is a division that they could absolutely win.
Well, they're certainly poised to do it. I mean, they picked up 10 wins last year, got to 86, as you mentioned, right down to the end. And, you know, it's crushing when you come that close and it's been so long. So there's certainly motivation within the organization. Players, you know, they're hungry, they're eager. I know the fan base in Seattle would go nuts once this team gets in the playoffs. It's been 15 years. They're due, they're overdue. Management, ownership, you know, they know what they need to do. And yeah, I mean, the veteran core that they've got, and they're really right there with that group. They want to, you know, fill in around it, which is what really Jerry's been doing since he got here, to take that next step, kind of raise the whole floor of the organization around those key guys that we mentioned, the Canos, the Cruises, the Felixes, and you know, really make hay while they still got those guys in their primes.
Okay. Thank you very much, Greg.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.